after the next seventh dance, then the people go out and bring in any amount of crackers or whatever they want to bring in, like gloves, socks, crackers, case of crackers. These are all piled up in the community hall, and the Shagluk people are visitors, and they are watching and watching. See, well, I guess I'm getting mixed up with myself there.
So there are 14 songs, though, 14 dances.
There are 14 songs and 14 dances, yes. But we're on the last part of the potluck in this amount, and then after all this stuff is brought into the community hall, then we come out with the best dance of the evening, which is the last dance saved for the last song of the evening. And after we dance this last song, then we tell the Shagluk people how happy we are to have them over here, and that we proceed to pass out what has been brought in during the evening. These stuff is passed out to all the people in Shagluk, and we try not to forget anybody in Shagluk, whether he's at the dance or over in Shagluk. We save a little bit of force for everybody in Shagluk. After this is done, then the evening is over with, and then we proceed the next day to feed these people all day. Oh yeah, there's one great part there that I forgot, is that during the last three dances usually of the evening, any newborn kid or newborn baby in the village is introduced to the Shagluk people. It's just like a baptism to me in the church. He has been recognized as the man from Grayling and introduced into our tribe as the people are assembled. The newborn baby is raised and addressed to the oldest people in Shagluk, the older men there, and then giving his name and what to do. And this is an introduction into the tribe of Grayling.
Are both boy and girl babies introduced?
Yes, they are both introduced. It's just like introducing somebody into the tribe. These has been handed down all the time through our people, and we still practice it. I put it just as the same as being baptized in the church or something like that.
Maybe we should start with the first day, that April 7th. What would happen on that first day? Just starting with the arrival of the Shagluk people.
The first thing we do before any dance is that we practice the dance itself. Maybe it takes us a week or 3 or 4 days to get the song straightened out and the people lined up that are going to dance the particular type of dance. And then we get a meeting and we decide that we are going to call Shagluk. So the first thing we do is pick two people, and these people are known as messengers. They carry the messenger to Shagluk, bringing the invitation to Shagluk from, and they carry a little mask that fits in the pocket, and they go usually in the middle of the night to reach Shagluk in the evening when nobody sees them. And they go to the oldest man in Shagluk, who is the head man of the Native Fund. This particular time is was Arthur Fairbanks. Grayling is Nick Nicholas is he's the boss of the Grayling Native dances. The messengers goes over there and bring the word of invitation to the Shagluk people, and the custom is for the Shagluk people to accept the mask for that night, and they camp one night, and then all the Shagluk people come and pay them for coming over to Shagluk. They pay them with gloves, shirt, or any little soap or stuff like that to pay these two messengers for coming over. And the next morning or next day, now with snow traveler usually round trip, and they come back to us and they assemble into the community hall, and us people here, us men here, ask them all the questions that has they have done in Shagluk. The tradition is to ask them questions exactly what they did when they get to Shagluk, and what people told them, and so forth.
How are these two messengers selected?
They are mainly selected by the older people, usually the boss of the native dancing. But in Grayling, for instance, the older people is anybody like David and Nick and Jack. All the older people are the bosses. They're the ones pick the particular messengers.
Who were the messengers this time?
This year's messenger was Mountain Deacon and Willie Gulili. They were the two messengers this year.
Okay, then when they return to Grayling, the village questions them as to what happened when they were in Shagluk. Then what?
Yeah, the from long ago, the questioning is a pretty important part of the messenger's job. The messenger, before he goes to Shagluk, are giving very strict instructions on what to do and what not to say. And when they get to Shagluk, they're expected to act the instructions they receive. And also for them to pick up anything that the Shagluk people might say that will give the older people here in the village something of what Shagluk was thinking at that particular time they went over there. Anything of the sort that maybe they're glad or maybe they're not too happy with the invitation and stuff like that. There is a lot of things go into it. It would take a long time to explain all these little things that is goes along with the tradition of messengers and the dance as a whole. You know, a guy wouldn't understand it until he actually lived with it for 1 or 2 years, and then he would begin to grasp all these little things. You know, it goes with the dance. And after the messengers have come back and they reveal to the village itself exactly when Shagluk told them that they were coming over, so the village start prepare that particular time to receive their visitors. And also anything Shagluk may need, it's always been the way of the Grayling people that if they want 2 or 3 snow travelers to pick up somebody over there, then we would send them over to pick up an older people or somebody that has no way to come over. When they do get in here, the first thing they do is go to what they have partnership. They have a partnership deal where they go to their partner in Grayling's place to eat and have some hot tea, and then they wait around there or visit each other. And then in the evening, about 7 or 8, this messengers with this little mask will go around calling everybody to community hall, and that's when the dance actually get underway.
How are the partners chosen?
The partners is chosen. This individual, whoever they want to choose, can choose whoever partner they want in Shagluk. If I wanted to choose somebody in Shagluk, I would just go ahead and choose him as a partner when they come over to Grayling. And by choosing a partner, you usually give them a little gift, something like a shirt or a glove or something, trying to pay him to be your partner. And these partnerships run a lifetime. Once you become somebody's partner, it's a lifetime partnership according to the Indian way of partnership.
Do men have male partners and women have women partners, or does it matter?
It doesn't matter. You can have any partner you want, women or or even a child, or whatever you want.
How low in age do people go that choose partners?
It doesn't matter about the age either. You can pick a little baby partner as far as that goes.
Would small children, though, choose themselves partners?
No. Usually in years ago, I guess the parents would choose a partner for them. But in later years, even this has not been being practiced. Our kids, when they become old enough to choose a partner, then they choose a partner. They tell us who they want, and then we get them for their partners.
What I'm trying to find out is, like, is there a certain time when a person is considered old enough to fully participate in that kind of sense? You know, like you say, when your children are old enough, then they'll tell you who they want for a partner.
Yeah, there. That's definitely the case nowadays. But years ago, I heard that even if a little child is born, their parents can pick a partner for them, even they're small. But nowadays, we usually wait till they're old enough to know who their partner's going to be.
What I want to know is, what is old enough?
Yeah, probably when our kids pick a partner when he's 5. 5, 6 years old is about the normal age now that they choose a partner from Shagluk. But on another side of it is the local people here has partnership between men and women. But this is work on a different basis altogether. You have to have a woman partner. If you're a man, you have to have a woman partner. If you're a woman or a girl, you have to have a man or a boy partner. This is a local local partnership deal too. We usually, after the main dance and the Shagluk people go home, then we turn around and have our own local partnership party that we invite each other over, and they feed us and treat us pretty good for a couple of days, and then we all go in the community hall and dance and sing for 2 nights. Just to close out the big party, the Shagluk is usually follow a big Shagluk over, and this is kind of closing out fun for local people.
The 7th, the messengers come back and you question the messengers. Then what happens immediately after that?
Immediately after that, then the messengers, after they get questioned by the people here, then they go home, and then there's nothing to do until the arrival of the Shagluk, the bunch, you know. In later years, using snow travelers, and just last 2 years using airplanes, this don't take very long to come from Shagluk. But and then after the Shagluk people get here, then they start this feeding each other and treating the Shagluk as good as they can treat them, you know. It's a really partnership deal, and I think it's a good thing because years ago our people has depended on each other to where all winter long they usually have dances and parties and inviting each other to each other village. When they used to travel by dog teams, they never used to see each other too much, you know. And when a big dance come up in one village, and it's a great celebration to see these other people from other village come up and take part in it. And this, I remember when we were kids, this is a great time for us, you know, to kind of be. Years ago, they only traveled with snowshoes and dogs, and they used to be isolated pretty hard. And when somebody come from another village, it's like a big thing, you know. Nowadays, you see them every day, you know, with snow traveler, and it's not as important as it used to be, I guess.
On the, okay, the 7th, you sing the 14 songs.
7th night, yeah.
The night of April. Then what happened on the 8th?
On the 8th, the people in Shagluk pick out normally 3 songs of the what we sang on the first night, three the best songs that they like. So the second night, we don't go through the whole 14. We just dance the ones Shagluk choose for the second night. And during the second night, we also have a little closing out patlas for the Shagluk people. This is nothing as big as the first night. It's just bringing in something not as big as we brought in the first night, maybe matches and stuff. And then we close it out with that. And normally we follow that second evening with a movie, free movie for Shagluk or whatever we decide that. This year we had a free movie for them. And after that, after we dance the three dances, then we again tell them that we're happy to have them over here, and that we hope our dancing would go on like it has in the past and so forth. And then after the show, then they all go back to wherever they're staying, and next day they all get ready to leave back to Shagluk. And that ends the two-day celebration to Shagluk, you know. And then we go right into our local fun. That's when we go into the local fun, yeah.
Okay, then how could you describe what that is?
I just described that. It's just the party between our local partnership, you know. Men have a woman or a girl partner, and the women have a man or a boy partner. And what they do is we take turns. This year the women invited us, feed us. So next year the men's turn, so we have to feed the women next year, see. So it's just something to do to close out the big celebration. And it follows pretty near the same thing we did to Shagluk. We sing all the 14 songs over again, but this time we sing it to the local people. And the next night we're supposed to sing what the women, the best songs the women want, and we sing those songs. That we didn't do this year because something went wrong at the last minute. We didn't get to go that far, but that's the normal way they handle these mass dances.
When the women are the hosts for the dance, if women don't wear masks during the mask dance, what do women do?
Well, years ago, the women, when it was the women were the host, they did all the dancing and singing. But in late, the men has been singing, and when the women are the host, they usually dance more than they have in the other times. But the men are still the primary dancers and singers in later years. But I heard years ago that the women can sing and dance just as good as the men those days.
For the two-day local do that follows the time when you invite the other village, do you also wear masks?
Yes, we do. We follow the same thing as we did when we were dancing to Shagluk.
Okay, do women wear masks during this time? If the women are the hosts, they still can't.
Women never did wear mask. They never wear mask dance. So this is years ago. I keep saying years ago, but way back. This type of dance, this particular mass dance we have, is just only one type of dance among our people. Our people used to have a lot of different type of dances. Some dances used to last 1 month, and some used to last 2 weeks. This particular dance that we're doing now, that's all we know how to do, is it just last 2 nights. But and the songs that has that we've managed to hold on to so far are the only songs we know. But there are some of our old people know the songs of other dances that last 2 or 3 weeks. But these are too hard for us to do nowadays, you know. I remember when we were kids, they used to dance about 1 month steady, eh? Those were all different songs that has never written down, but they're living then that remember all those songs, just like he just knew them, you know. And when he passed away, then most of our songs that for that particular dance went with him, and there's nobody left to know those songs. Has never been recorded, has never been taped, or we just lose them. So.
Any other comments by either one of you?
I don't. I think about. I think very strongly that this tradition that we have held on to this far is not going to be going on too long more. See, because both Shagluk and Grayling has been losing their singers, and although we have managed to tape record these songs, they wouldn't be the same as the people that are singing it. The only answer to this is one or two of us are trying pretty hard to learn these songs so we can carry on the dancing for our older people pass on. I myself, for one, is trying pretty hard to learn these songs, though I have a long way to go yet, but I'm pretty sure that I will know these songs with a little more practice.
Yeah, I have a couple of questions. One is, like, I heard that in at least the old days, when the partner would arrive, they'd jump over the sled.
Yeah, that.
That's from the dog team.
Yes, when they used to use dogs long ago, it's not like now. The time they used to use dogs, they used to go into the village at one time. If a dog team would beat the rest, let's say from Shagluk to Holigitchuk, they would wait for the rest of the teams behind them, and they would all string into Holigitchuk as a bunch. And at that time, these two messengers that did call them would stand on the trail, and for good luck sign, they used to say those days, they would jump over each sled as it passed a certain line into the village, usually the boundary between the village and the trail. Where the sled actually to the village proper, then they would jump over the sled, saying it's a good kind of a good luck sign or something like that. They used to do this in every sled that pass, and I think every sled that leaves the town too. See, those type of stuff we never do nowadays, because things have changed pretty hard with the kind of travel they do now. You couldn't expect us to jump over a 50 mile an hour snow traveler, and also most of the people are coming by airplanes now, you know. So it would be pretty hard to jump over that. That's about all.
Yeah, I've still got one more question, and it's about the messengers. Are they chosen because they're a certain kind of person?
Well, normally the messenger that's chosen are the ones that sort of work the hardest on the dance itself. Putting this type of dance up easy, as it used to be in the years past, when this type of dance was coming up, everybody was interested because this was the only type of fun they knew, and this was a great occasion. But nowadays, everybody is not as interested as they used to be, so people are kind of holding back all the time, like making fire. But the messenger is usually chosen of the guys that has a lot of interest in it. Like they go and make fire, or they go and help in some way. And sometimes this has a great thing to do on their being picked. There are people like myself been asked right away to go, but naturally I say no, because I would rather see somebody else pick. This is always I guess the right of anybody to refuse too, you know. So.
They're usually younger men?
Yes. They're usually younger men nowadays, but long ago they used to have one old man and one young man to go as messenger. But things now too, usually they have two young guys go over there. And so things have changed quite a bit about these native funds, you know.
Is it always held in the winter time of the year?
Yes, as far as we know, it's always held either in the fall or in the middle of the winter. But this is the first time for a long time that I see it held in April.
Mm-hmm.
Usually held in the month of Christmas, I mean December, January, somewhere in that area.
And it's in the same year, like this year, did you go over to Shagluk also?
Normally it's held once a year. One year we pay Shagluk back, and the next year we wait for, and then next year Shagluk pay us back. But this year was another first. Shagluk paid us back, and then we turned right around to pay them back, because we felt it was better this way. My dad, who is the boss of the village, is getting quite old, and he wants to see these dances this year. So following his advice and his desire, we had it this year instead of next year when we're supposed to have it. Usually with this type of dance, we always listen to our elder people. If they say have it now, then we go ahead and try to have it.
Okay, why don't you tell me your name for the tape?
Oh, I'm Wilbert Nicholas Sr., and my wife is Harriet Nicholas. I am also the mayor of Grayling. I guess I have been on the council for so long now that it's getting kind of old. But this is about all we got, I guess.